Hello, everybody. I'm Hammy, and this is Michael.
What's going on, guys?
And this is Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home. You can follow me at Hams Gruber. You can follow Mike at Hipster Punchy on Twitter. And this is Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home, a South Park-themed podcast where we are going to recap every episode of one of the most brilliantly written shows in television history, and that is Matt and Trey's masterpiece, South Park. We're going to start with the brand new season 20, and when the season is over, we are going to recap all of the episodes, starting with Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. But for now, Mike, what got you hooked on this show in the first place? Like, when did you start watching? What episode got you saying, I'm gonna start watching this, I'm hooked?
So, I mean, initially, like, I was young enough, or I'm old enough to where I was like a teen when South Park first premiered, and I actually don't my first South Park experience wasn't even watching an episode. It was going to the mall and going to different stores and seeing all the South Park t-shirts and merchandise that was out at the time, because this is around the time season one was wrapping up. So, I mean, all the Cartman shirts, all the other stuff like that. So, like, I was, like, interested from there, and then started learning about the show. And then finally, my area got Comedy Central, the cable company to my area. And the first episode I ever saw was Cartman's Mom is Still a Dirty Slut. Yeah. So, because that was the first episode from when we finally had Comedy Central. So, I watched that one, thought it was funny, wound up, and then all of a sudden, they started releasing, like, DVDs of the episodes at that point. So I caught up with, like, season one, and then just kept, and then was watching concurrently as the episodes were coming out for a while, actually. What I love about the show, again, they're fearless in what they tackle. They will tackle everything, and they do it in such a timely manner because of the way they make the show, that they're the only show that can truly strike while the iron's hot.
Because, and if anyone hasn't watched it before, 6 days to air, and they make it the entire episode from scratch, from initial brainstorming to finished product in less than a week, which is crazy, but incredible. It means they could be on point with every issue going on, and as we're going to discuss in a couple of minutes here, boy, did they knock one out of the park with the season 20 premiere.
And granted, they also say that the style they do helps because they're kind of procrastinators.
Exactly. And South Park premiered on August 13th, 1997, with Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. And for nearly 20 years, Mike, South Park has been making audiences everywhere laugh. It's captivated a gigantic fan base. They had one mediocre Nintendo 64 game. They had a very successful musical movie, which was, in my opinion, the catalyst to them making the monster Broadway hit, The Book of Mormon.
Also an amazing next-gen system game.
Yes, and The Stick of Truth was fantastic, and The Fractured Butthole, the new game coming out, looks great as well.
That title is fantastic.
And the titles that you're going to find out that Matt and Trey come up with is nothing short of brilliant. I will wholeheartedly admit that as far as my being idols to me for comedy, for the simple fact that they aren't afraid to say anything. They're not afraid to piss off any group of people. And they, quite frankly, just don't care anymore.
And unlike,
like,
a lot...
And what I mean by that is, like, they don't care who likes them or who dislikes them. And as we're going to discover later in the seasons, they got pretty political with their satire. And you learn that Matt and Trey as people are somewhat in the middle. I mean, I don't think a lot of liberals would watch a show if they were deeply conservative. I don't think a lot of conservatives would watch a show if they were deeply liberal. So, and Matt and Trey are, I think they are self-admitted libertarians, but, you know, that's besides the point. Matt and Trey lean to the center on almost a lot of these issues, and they make fun of both sides, which is something that I greatly respect about them. And what got me started watching, I want to say the first episode I... Because growing up in the late 90s, I was fifth, sixth grade around that time, I want to say.
Yeah, it was.
Sixth, seventh grade. And my mom was still in her overprotective phase by saying, oh, no R-rated movies. But then I just go to my friend's house and watch The Matrix. So it was like that. I think the first, I wanted, because everyone in school was talking about South Park, and I wanted to watch it. So I said, hey, Mom, can you just watch it and can you prove it for me to watch? And the episode that she watched, I remember, was Big Gay Al's Big Gay Boat Ride. And you could, surely, it's, my mom immediately said no. So I ended up watching South Park for the first three seasons, going over to my friend's house and watching it there. Because my mom was a little overprotective of me. Because little hammy boy here wasn't allowed to watch a lot of mean things growing up.
It explains a lot about you now, but little cherub-faced hammy. All right. Meanwhile, my mom was like, fuck it, watch whatever you want. Just not Pulp Fiction, but watch whatever you want.
Right. So that's a little bit about us, our history with the show. We've been fans basically since the beginning. And since no one decided to do a podcast like this, recapping South Park, we figured, why not? Give this a shot.
We got this.
So, with that being said, let's start our podcast by starting in the 20th season of South Park. And leading up to the show, just from the preview that Comedy Central released.
Oh, this one.
You knew that they were going to tackle a lot of issues in one episode. So here's the preview that Comedy Central released leading up to tonight's premiere.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs. Cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh no, I just said cops are pigs. Now who's gonna help me get my stuff? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good. Oh, I just got all my stuff back.
So that was leading up to tonight's episode. And right away, we knew that the national anthem was going to be hot button topic, which was brilliant because, I mean, thank you, Colin Kaepernick of your 49ers, Mike, for really giving Matt and Trey a lot of ammo to work with here.
A ton of ammo.
I mean, with Trump and Hillary and this crazy, crazy election.
You mean giant douche and turd sandwich?
Yes, we'll get to that in a second. But thanks to Trump and Hillary, I mean, between that, the Black Lives Matter movement, and now Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem, Matt and Trey had, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. They had so many issues to tackle and make fun of.
They had a ton to work with. It was fantastic.
So let's get right to it. Let's get to the opening of the episode. The episode of this title was Member Berries.
Yes. Now, it starts in a South Park Elementary girls volleyball game where it's a packed arena because everyone, because of the Colin Kaepernick thing, was waiting for Nicole, the black girl in school, to see if she was going to sit down or kneel down during the national anthem.
And they had the entire, like, Channel 4 news team at the volleyball court saying, oh, my God, is she going to stand? And they were so enthusiastic about whether the black student is going to sit or stand for the national anthem. And it ended up being a white student who sat before first, and the news people admitted, oh, we were focused on the black student. We didn't know I don't remember the student's name, Tammy or something like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Tammy was going to sit first.
Then, like, Nicole eventually sat down, but they're like, all right, four volleyball players sat down. Only one of them was black.
The final score in the news is four athletes, and only one of them was black. And they announced, like, it was the ending of a game.
And then
the audience leaves.
They left after the national anthem.
And then there was, like, three people in there with the ref awkwardly saying, play ball.
Which I want to point out is a great commentary to the fact that people are concentrating so much on the Kaepernick thing, they're forgetting there's football going on.
Exactly. That I think, was a great metaphor or satire piece to bring to light the craziness that is the opening week of the NFL season, because you saw in the news networks everywhere, every news network, ESPN, ABC, NBC, regardless of who you watch, they were all talking about week one of the NFL and which teams were going to sit, which players are going to sit, kneel, whatever. And guys, if you're listening to this years from now, this was a humongous issue. So we're introduced to Cartman for the first time this year.
Wearing a Tokens Life Matter shirt.
Brilliant, first off. Cartman, as you will see throughout the years, Cartman is the...
Racist. Homophobic.
Basically, he's an animated Archie Bunker. It's the best way to describe Cartman. And I think Matt and Trey did say at one point, well, what if we can put Archie Bunker in a 10-year-old boy? Then you can get away with a lot of things. And sure enough, that's how Eric Cartman came to be. So Cartman is being accused of harassing the girls online with the username SkankHunt42. And everyone, including the audience, just assumes that Cartman is just doing it because
it's something Cartman would do.
19 seasons of Cartman just being an unbelievable piece
asshole.
Of shit. Yes.
A funny insufferable asshole, but...
Oh, by the way, one final note that I took. The opening scene with the volleyball court, Randy and Jimbo were betting money on whether the black student was going to sit or stand, which was very funny. So
we have social justice warrior Cartman, I'll just call him.
SJW Cartman.
Yeah.
Which, up until the end of the episode, we thought was like, okay, when's the shit going to hit the fan for Cartman? When is he going to eat it? Like, when is this charade going to be done? But big reveal coming up at the end of this episode. So Congress...
Cartman, and what I love is he's saying, oh, well, like, the women are funny thing. And he just basically assumes that, well, funny women make jokes about their vaginas.
Poking fun at the stereotypical female comics that you
Amy
see.
Amy Schumer's.
And all, there were a lot of references to the all-female reboot of Ghostbusters in this episode, saying how the women who starred in that movie, whether you liked it or not, weren't funny, especially Leslie Jones and Melissa McCarthy. Cartman shared no remorse by being a full-on social justice warrior, trying to say all women are funny. And he even had calling Wendy Testerberger out and say, come on, Wendy, say something funny.
Yeah, and then it was something like to the effect of...
I don't want to be funny, Cartman. And then Cartman says, that's the kind of sexist crap that will keep you in the kitchen. Now sit your ass down. Which, for me, that's the line of the episode that made me laugh the hardest. That to me is line of the episode. By the way, each episode we're gonna pick our favorite joke / one liner through it, and that to me was this episode.
So then they decide to make reference to J.J. Abrams remaking things, by having him remake the national anthem, and they did a whole thing: one light for yes, two lights for no, that he'll do it. And when he turned the one light on to that he would remake it, there was a lens flare.
Yes. So after the Cartman is being accused of harassing online, we switch to Congress saying the national anthem needs to be rebooted. And who better to reboot stuff than Star Wars The Force Awakens director himself, J.J. Abrams. And I think even the congressman said he rebooted Star Wars, he can reboot and save America.
Yeah, he rebooted Star Wars and saved it. He can...
And you're right, Mike. One lens flare meant yes. Two lens flares meant no.
So then Randy got into a whole thing about remakes, and they had someone asking him if he was going to vote for a giant douche or a turd sandwich, but he reversed course this time.
Which is we're kind of doing this podcast in backwards order here. Giant douche and turd sandwich was a key episode years ago, it's not like Matt and Trey. I mean, Matt and Trey just started referencing older episodes the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
They referenced Giant Douche and Turd Sandwich to represent Trump and Hillary, Trump being the giant douche, Hillary Clinton being the turd sandwich.
And then also representing Trump via Mr. Garrison, who now is getting increasingly more tan, but not good tan, like fake Donald Trump tan.
And so dinner time comes to the Marsh residence, and Sharon has a new voice. I don't know whether they got a new voice actress to voice Sharon, but they have a new voice for Sharon Marsh. So Stan asks his family at the table why every 4 years people freak out over politics. Of course, mentioning well, really, any sane person who sees what goes on in Facebook and social media every 4 years with America's elections. So we switch over to Mr. Garrison, a.k.a. Donald Trump, a.k.a. Giant Douche. Garrison has a very noticeable tan on his face referencing Donald Trump. And him and Caitlyn Jenner, his vice presidential nominee, freaking out that they just might win this. Yeah, we're rising the polls. Yeah, every time we say something crazy, that we rise in the polls. Which, oh, wait, we might actually have a shot at winning this. What are we going to do?
Yeah, like, which is basically mimicking what's happening with the Donald Trump camp.
And I guarantee it, at some point, Trump himself probably said, wait, oh my God, I actually can win this. What am I going to do? I wouldn't be surprised. So the title of the episode is Member Berries. And I was wondering, what does it mean by that? I know it's a play on words like remember this, like whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect...
mocking nostalgia.
I knew it was going to mock nostalgia in one way. I did not expect it in the form of actual cartoony singing grapes.
Yeah.
Which was amazing.
Remember Chewbacca?
So when Kyle meets with Mr. Mackey, Kyle leaves saying he's not going to get involved with this. Mr. Mackey pulls out a literally squeaking pack of member berries who are muttering over Ghostbusters, Star Wars, other nostalgic stuff that a lot of fans in pop culture have been freaking out about, both in good ways and bad ways. What were your thoughts on this?
I thought it was a great way to kind of poke fun at the people who are just like, I don't care how good or bad this is, like, nostalgia, bro. Or, like, I also felt it was a commentary on the, the internet fan communities. Or the internet in general. Especially towards the end of the episode when Randy heard, like, the just racist stuff the member berries were saying as well. Like, it's definitely a very good commentary on the internet.
Yeah, they really took all angles on this. They wasted no opportunity to just... And they even brought PC Principal back. And well, as we saw...
I mean, we knew that was going to happen because at San Diego Comic-Con, they mentioned that they were, you know, PC Principal was here to stay.
Which, thank God for that, because that's one of the best characters they've created in years. Garrison, a.k.a. Trump, a.k.a. Giant Douche, is interviewed by Matt Lauer. And Matt Lauer brings up the fact that Garrison said he's going to handle the illegal immigrants by fucking them all to death.
And that his policy about solving conflicts involves fucking the other person to death.
So Garrison says, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And Lauer shows a highlight reel of Garrison saying he will fuck illegals to death. But what I notice... And props to the animation. Every single time you saw a clip of Garrison saying "fuck them all to death,"
that tan gradually got darker.
He gradually got tanner and tanner and tanner,
like Danny.
That was great. So, once we come to Act Two now, Act Two starts with Cartman coming to a kindergarten class, and he's reading a little story, Mike. And what was that little story?
Little Red Riding Cow.
The story of a little gay boy and four hilarious women and how he went to his grandma's house, which is a little black boy named Token. Get over it.
Yeah, that was great, too. Get over it. Kind of like, again,
I love SJW Cartman.
Can he just always be?
I didn't think I would like SJW Cartman, but I am loving it.
Get over it.
Next scene, we go to Skeeter's wine bar and how Randy is freaking out over why people can vote for Giant Douche or a turd sandwich. And Butters' father, Steve, introduces Randy to member berries.
Yep.
So we know when Randy gets introduced to anything that will affect him psychologically in any way. We all know what happens with Randy.
Because when you chase the dragon, Randy, you never
catch the dragon, though. No matter how many times you inject yourself, you never catch a dragon.
Never catch it, Randy. Christy.
Garrison reflects on how he will look like a jackass whether he wins or loses in a very...
And the
I gotta say, switching from satire to real life, I'm willing to bet that when Garrison was saying, if I drop out, I'll look like a jackass. If I win, I'll look like a jackass. I'm willing to bet Donald Trump had that same conversation with his cabinet.
And again, like, the one thing they mentioned was actually a story that leaked about Trump when he said that, oh, I thought you were, to Caitlyn Jenner, I thought you were supposed to, you know, you were going to be in charge of foreign and domestic policy. Like, that's literally an offer that Donald Trump's people made to John Cash.
It's great.
Donald Trump's job was making America great again. That was literally what he was going to be in charge of.
I think this election is making South Park great again, too. Okay. Garrison calls his supporters. Next scene is Garrison is calling his supporters as a Hillary Clinton, as a member of Hillary Clinton's election campaign, trying to convince his own supporters to vote for Hillary, because now he says, I'm going to do everything I can to make Hillary win. Because if I walk out or I win, I'll look like an asshole.
Again.
So the best thing to do is to make Hillary Clinton win, which, again, reality here, that's a lot of what's been saying too.
That's
a lot of what people are saying too.
That's a long-standing rumor as of since being nominated about Trump, that he's at this point trying to throw the election because he's realizing, oh, fuck, I've got nothing.
So now we transition. We said that Randy Marsh was going to get out of control with anything he touches. Sure enough, we switch to Randy on the couch eating member berries.
And member berries start saying stuff like...
They start saying really out there opinions. Like, yeah. Remember when marriage used to only be between men and women?
Yeah, remember when there weren't as many Mexicans? Remember when... And Randy's like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, the member berries started to turn into the comments section of the Blaze.
No, they started turning to the comments section and the headlines of any Breitbart article.
Right.
Or Heat Street now.
So now we come to the final conclusion, the final scene, the big payoff. What is J.J. Abrams' new national anthem going to be?
Now, this was unveiled at a Monday Night Football game between the 49ers and the Carolina Panthers.
And I'm glad they brought in Cam Newton with this, because Newton has been under a lot of fire from people for not taking a stance on race relations in America. So who better to wrap up in this giant pile of controversy than the Carolina Panthers and the San Francisco 49ers.
Who, by the way, happened to be playing each other this coming weekend, so that was done on purpose.
It was great. So, the big reveal. People, the announcer at the stadium asked people to rise, or they could sit or kneel if they want for the national anthem. To which,
everyone was confused. All right, what's more respectful here?
And the lesson of the episode, what we're going to say every episode, is what we learned. It's what Kyle used to say at the end of every episode in the beginning. And we're going to bring this back. And what did we learn from the episode? And what we learned was, it doesn't matter. I mean, this country, you have the right to sit, stand, whatever. I mean, yeah. I've personally talked to a lot of military people who really, in the end, just don't care. You have the right as a citizen to sit, stand, or do whatever. It's your country,
it's
too.
There are some people who are like, oh, he's just flipping the flag, he's flipping the troops. There are a lot of troops like, no, like... We don't just sacrifice ourselves for being, you know, for standing. Like, it's so that he can also protest the way he's protesting.
Right.
Like, it's not like free speech is not a one-way street. Like, just because you don't agree with what he's protesting doesn't mean he's being disrespectful to the national anthem or to the troops by sitting down or kneeling down during the national anthem.
And by the way, Garrison's big plan at the end of this was going to sit during the national anthem, because Garrison asked a question, how do you piss people off anymore? Are you not able to do it? Because every time I say something crazy, I rise in the polls. And how can you piss anyone off? I know. I'm going to sit for the national anthem. And of course, that plan backfires. And people's like, oh, okay, I'll stand. Okay, I'll sit. Yeah. I'll take a knee.
Colin Kaepernick can't decide whether to sit, kneel down, go. Like, he's like trying to figure out something that'll piss people off.
And then, like we said at the beginning of the episode, we find out who Skank Hunt 42 is.
And spoiler alert.
And this
alert,
is a surprise, Mike. I was not expecting this.
Not at all.
Kyle goes to bed very angry because he's convinced that Cartman is Skank Hunt 42. And then we see Gerald Broflovski, Kyle's dad, pour a glass of wine, play some nice computer, relaxing music, and log into the South Park message board as Skank Hunt 42. Gerald Broflovski is Skank Hunt 42.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, which made me say, oh, am I going to really like SJW Cartman throughout a whole season? Is Cartman really changing to and being, I mean, I see the way that they can do this is if Cartman turns into the complete opposite kind of troll that he's known for, meaning before he was the deeply racist, deeply, you know, old school conservative type troll, if he is the opposite politically equivalent of a troll, and then at the very end just trolls everybody, I say that can be worthwhile. But how do you feel if SJW Cartman is here to stay for this season?
Bring it on. It's been great so far.
One episode in, I'm loving it. And then our final...
I think Cartman's a better vessel for doing this than Randy was last year. And Randy was great in that role.
So I guess the final question is, Mike, how do you rank this episode? This is the season premiere of season 20. This is a humongous milestone for the show. And we'll just go ahead and say we'll just go ahead and say this right here. Season 19 is, for my money, easily one of the top three seasons of South Park ever.
This episode is up there with a lot of the better episodes of like the middle seasons of the show.
I'm going to reserve the 10s for like the Scott Tenorman Must Die or the Make Love Not Warcraft. I'm going to save the 10s for real iconic episodes. But this was a really strong showing, I think. And I would rank this episode a solid 8. It made me laugh. It made me think. And it tackled a lot of issues going on. And it set up a very interesting long-term story, which bravo to Matt and Trey for doing this. I like the fact that they're now continuing storylines again and referencing past episodes.
If you think about it, they've been doing isolated episodes for so long. After like 18 seasons, 19, 20 seasons, you've got to do something different to just keep it fresh.
And they're doing just that.
And the fact that they just started doing season-long storylines, that will help the long run of the show because they just started doing that 18, 19, and 20 seasons in.
So I rank this episode an 8 out of 10. Mike, where do you rank this episode?
Solid 7.5 out of 10.
A strong showing.
Yep.
What will happen next week? Well,
we shall see.
We shall see. You're going to get to this podcast every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. fresh before you guys head to work, so you can hear our recap of the new episodes of South Park. For Mike at Hipster Punchy, I am Hammy at Hams Gruber, and we will see you guys next week.
Yeah.
Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brainstew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brainstew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brainstew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to brainstewmedia.com today.
Who doesn't like to be naked? Sure, we all do. But the police usually frown upon public nudity. Well, now you can stay out of jail and look good doing so with a t-shirt from Skunk Duck Design. From sports to politics to the wide world of nerdcraft, there's a shirt for you at Skunk Duck. They even have shirts for you for 20 followers. Skunk Duck shirts come in both a regular and women's cut, and with sizes from extra small to 5XL, there's a shirt for everyone. Oh, did I mention they have hoodies too? Because they totally have hoodies. Go to teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign to get the shirt that's right for you. That's teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign. New shirts are being added all the time, so follow Skunk Duck on social media at facebook.com/skunkduckdesign for all the latest updates. Skunk Duck Design, the best ducking designs on the web.
Do you like pro wrestling that is real, in your face, and not congested with cheesy promos or two-minute matches? Check out Pro Wrestling Magic. Independent wrestling has never looked better than Pro Wrestling Magic. Don't rely on superstars for your need of wrestling. Check out real pro wrestling from Pro Wrestling Magic. Check out their upcoming shows, schedules, roster, and announcements by going to their website, WrestlingIsMagic.com.